Lesson 8. The Role of Zoos. Reading. Zoos are places which arouse mixed emotions. For most people, zoos are fun facilities where they can see lots of cute animals that they would not otherwise have a chance to see. They always make a popular day out for families with young children, dating couples, and of course, animal lovers of all ages.However, not everyone sees zoos in quite the same light. Some people think zoos are cruel, and some groups even campaign for them to be abolished. For these people, caging animals is unnatural, and the negative effect on the animals of being kept in captivity outweighs the benefits of zoos. One such organization is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.To be sure, zoos have a long history. The first zoos were established in ancient China, and zoos were even quite common in ancient Greece. The first zoo established in the modern era was Schönbrunn Zoo in Vienna, which opened to the public about 250 years ago, followed by zoos in Paris, London, and other cities around the world.It is safe to say that the role of these early zoos was primarily entertainment for the visitors, although the better zoos made use of their collections for zoological study. These days, things have changed. Entertainment has given way to education. Confinement has transformed into conservation. Zoos have reinvented themselves according to the spirit of the age.No longer is it acceptable in most countries to have animals performing at a zoo. Instead, the focus is on making the animals' habitats as natural as possible and educating visitors about the animals' background, ecology, and behavior in the wild. Zoos also play an important role in conservation. International captive breeding programs ensure that an animal which is endangered in the wild will not become extinct.By breeding and maintaining populations in a network of zoos. A good example is Spix macaw, which is thought to have become extinct in the wild a few years ago. It is now being bred at zoos around the world with the aim of reintroducing it to its natural habitat in Brazil. Despite these new approaches adopted by zoos,Critics such as PETA still object to many aspects of zoos and their work. They question whether zoos really are seen as an educational opportunity for visitors, many of whom do not read the signs and spend more time making jokes about the animals or taking snapshots. They also point out that despite improvements in cages and pens, living space for animals in a zoo will never be enough,and this can lead to zoo animals developing abnormal behaviors. Perhaps you have observed a bear or similar animal at a zoo pacing around repeatedly in the same pattern, swaying its head from side to side or rolling its eyes. This is called zoocosis, a form of psychological damage found in zoo animals.In defense of zoos, large outdoor safari-style facilities have become more popular, where animals have more space to roam around a natural habitat. If zoos can continue to improve living conditions for animals and intensify their education and conservation programs, their continued role in society will probably be acceptable to the majority of people.